Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Bezchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
This shiur is on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph in Kedushin. The first part of Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph is a continuation of the Shakla V'Tarya on Daf Samach Aleph regarding Tanai Kafel and Michlal Lav Atashomei Ahein, Michlal Hein Atashomei Lav. And in that Shakla V'Tarya, the Gemara brings in a number of Zaitiga sugyas that aren't directly related to Meseches Kedushin, to discuss how the psukim over there fit with the rules of Michlal Hein Atashomei Lav. The last such sugya that the Gemara brings over there is one that I want to just talk about for a few minutes because it's a very beautiful shtickle from the Shaar HaMelech on the topic of the Hazaa of the Para Aduma, which even though it's not directly Negeya Halacha L'maisa nowadays, but there is an aspect of this shtickle Torah that is relevant to a Halacha Dika topic, and it's a beautiful yeshiv for what appears to be a very, very Shver Rambam. Let's first do a quick review of the Gemara. The Gemara darshens from the Pasuk, V'hizah ha-tahar al ha-tamei b'yom ha-shlishi u'v'yom ha-shvi'i. The Gemara darshens from there that the third day and the seventh day are mandatory, that the hazois have to take place on those days. And if a person waits longer than 4 days between the two hazois, then he's not yotze. Just like if a person makes the first hazah too early. He makes the hazah on the first day or the second day. He doesn't wait for day three. He's not yotze. And if a person makes the second hazah too early, he does it on the fifth or the sixth, and he doesn't wait for the seventh. He's not yotze. So too, if a person does the second hazah too late, a person, instead of doing it on the seventh day, he does it on the eighth or ninth, he's also not yotze. Because there's a requirement that there be 4 days between the two hazois, Yom HaShlishi and Yom HaShvi'i. So it has to be that the second hazah is on the fourth day following the first hazah. Of course, for the first hazah, there's no problem if you make it too late, because you could always call it Yom HaShlishi from whenever you started the counting. Let's say a person becomes Tamei on Sunday. He can do his first hazah, let's say Friday, even though he didn't have to wait that long, but he could do it Friday and say that the first day of my count was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday then is a good day for his first hazah. But then for the second hazah, he has to count Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and make sure to do that second hazah on Tuesday. If he doesn't do it on Tuesday, the Gemara says he can't do it Wednesday. That's not going to work. So he has to start again. He could do a hazah on Wednesday, but that's going to count as his first hazah. And he has to start again, being careful to count 4 days from the first hazah to the second hazah. That's what it says in our Gemara that we darshan from the pasuk of V'hizah HaTahar Al HaTameh. You take a look in the Rambam in Hilchas Para Aduma, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and the Rambam writes that if a person does the first hazah on the third day, then the second hazah, the Rambam says, he may do it on the seventh day, but if he doesn't do it on the seventh day, toivel b'chol eis sheyirtze achar hashvi. He could toivel on any day that he wants, as long as it's after the seventh day. From the seventh and on, those are all good for the hazah. And of course, that flatly contradicts what it says here in our Gemara. And as you could be sure, the Ravid speaks up right there. He says, Oyim Ravram, Einoi Kein B'Gemara Kedushin. It says not like that in the Gemara and Kedushin. The Gemara and Kedushin here on Daf Samach Beis says explicitly that we learn from a Pasuk of V'hizah HaTar Al HaTameh that once the first Hazah takes place on Yom HaShlishi, the second Hazah must be on Yom HaShvi'i. You can't wait more than 4 days between the two Hazahs. And the Rambam says you could. The Rambam says, B'choleis Sheyirtze. He says the exact opposite of what it says in our Gemara. The Kesef Mishnah over there on that Rambam and Hilchas Para Aduma, the Kesef Mishnah speaks out that the Psak of the Rambam is not entirely without a Makar. There is a Drasha in the Teres Kayanim that says like the Rambam. In the Teres Kayanim it says that there is no Hakpada on the exactly 4 day interval between the two Hazahs. It's just a minimum of 4 days. And after you do that first Hazah and you wait until the fourth day afterwards, which would be Yom HaShvi, then you could do the second Hazah at any time, exactly like the Rambam.
But the Kesef Mishnah says that that's not really a satisfactory yishuv for the Rambam. Good, it says like him in the Teres Kehanim, but it says opposite from that in our Gemara. And although we know that the Rambam makes use of all the Sifrei Chazal, all the Midrashei Halacha, as Makayres for his Halachais, but all of the other Sifrei Chazal are a backup where the Talmud Bavli doesn't tell us what to do. Then you look at the Yushalmi, you look at the Tesefta, you look at the Sifri, you look at the Sifra. But when the Talmud Bavli says clearly and unequivocally what the Halacha is, then all other sources that argue on the Talmud Bavli are usually rejected from the Halacha. The Rambam's klal, and the klal of all the Paiskim, is to paskin like the Talmud Bavli over other Makaris and Chazal. So even though, Zuck the Kesef Mishnah, even though I have found where the Rambam was getting his Halacha from, but I still haven't explained why the Rambam would choose to paskin like the Teres Kehanim over the Gemara Maseches Kedushin. The Kesef Mishnah says that it seems the Rambam must have not had this Gemara, must have had a different girsa in our Gemara, but according to the way our Gemara is written, Lefaneinu, it appears the Kesef Mishnah says that there's no way to be Miyashi of this Rambam. Like the Rabbit says, Eina Kein Be Gemara Kedushin. Okay, there's a very beautiful shtickle in the Shara Melech. The Shara Melech is not there in Hilchas Parah Aduma. The Shara Melech could be found in Hilchas Yesodei HaTaira, right at the beginning of the Sefer Shara Melech, on the first section, Hilchas Yesodei HaTaira. The Shara Melech says that our sugya is connected to another sugya. The Gemara Numa Daf Ches has a discussion, a Machlekes Tanayim, a very relevant halacha lemaisa relevant Machlekes Tanayim, on the topic of Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah for a person to tevil at the first possible time? When a person becomes eligible to tevil, the Torah says, for example, that a person should wait 7 days in certain circumstances. Anita, Zava have different types of waiting 7 days. The Tamei Mace has rules of waiting 7 days. Other people don't have to wait 7 days, just have to wait until the evening of the same day, like somebody with a Maga Novela. In each of these situations, when the time comes that the Torah says he could go to the mikvah, is that a tzivui, a commandment from the Torah, go now to the mikvah? Or does it just mean that now you're eligible and whenever you'd like to go, you could go? Do we say tefillah bizmana mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah, a commandment to do the tefillah at the earliest possible time? Or do we say tefillah bizmana lav mitzvah? And this is a shaila with halacha lemaisa dika ramifications. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simun Kuf Tzadi Zayin that an isha, when she becomes eligible to go to the mikvah, if her husband is out of town, then there's no mitzvah for her to go right away. She could go whenever it's convenient for her. If her husband is in town, then it's a matter of bittul piri v'rivya. But if her husband is not home anyway, then she could go whenever she wants. Now that's because the chaver is following those rishonim that paskin tefillah bizman lav mitzvah. But there's a Rambam. The Rambam says that a isha who's ready to go to the mikvah, who's ready to go to the mikvah, is allowed to go and be tovel even on Yom Kippurim. Now, why do we allow her to go tovel on Yom Kippurim? Yom Kippurim, there's an isra rechitza. Now, I understand that a tefillah in the mikvah is not l'shem tainug, so it's not really a complete violation of the isra rechitza. But still, what's the purpose? What's she going for? A isha goes to the mikvah so that she become muteres labayla. But Tashrish Amita is Asra on Yom Kippurim. It's one of the Chamisha Inuim of Yom Kippurim. So she can't have Tashrish Amita anyway. So what does she gain by going today? Why can't she wait until after Yom Kippur and go then? Why should we allow this Rechitza, even if it's not a full-fledged Isser Rechitza, why should we allow her to go into the water if there's any way it's not going to be Matar her to her husband? So the Kesef Mishnah over there says that the Rambam paskins Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. The Rambam paskins, not like I said, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Nida. The Rambam paskins tefillah bizmana mitzvah. If she's eligible to go to the mikvah, then she's commanded to go to the mikvah. And Mamela, unless there's a real iser, she has to go. And since it's not a rechitz l'shem tainik, so it's not a real iser, so the Rambam says that she should go to the mikvah even on Yom Kippurim. That means that the Rambam paskins like the Man D'Omar in Yuma Daf Ches, that tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Zak the Shara Melech, take a look at a Rashi in Yuma Daf Ches. And he says that the Man D'Omar, Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, what's the Makar? The Makar, that Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah, is from the Pasuk that's brought down in our Gemara, V'chitoi Bayoim HaShvi'i, the second drasha in our Gemara. Now, our Gemara Let's just review a drop more in our Gemara. Our Gemara makes two drashis. First, we darshan from the pasuk of Yizah Hatar al Tamei that the two hazais should be on the third day and on the seventh day, and they're both dafka, and you shouldn't wait longer than 4 days between the two hazais. And then the Gemara darshans from the pasuk of Vechitoi Bayoim Hashavi'i that the requirement of two hazais is both for kachim and for truma. You might have thought that you need two hazais of the Parah Aduma for kachim. But for Tshuma, it's enough to have one Hazah, Aval Tshuma, V'chanami Sagya, so the final words before the Mishnah, Kamash Malan, that no, we learn from V'chitya Bayim HaShvi, that for Tshuma also you need two Hazahs. But that very same part of V'chitya Bayim HaShvi, Rashi writes in Yuma Dav Ches, that that's the makar for the Manda Amar, Tevila B'zman HaMitzvah. Now, if that's the makar for the Drasha of Tevila B'zman HaMitzvah, then that can't be the Drasha that teaches me that you need two Hazahs for Tshuma. So the Shaar HaMelech says, where would that Tana, the Manda Amar Tefila B'Zman HaMitzvah, from where would he learn that you need two Hazois even for Tshuma? He would presumably have to learn that from the first Pasuk in our Gemara, from V'Hiza Hatar Al Hatame. Our Gemara says that V'Hiza Hatar Al Hatame comes to teach me that there's a Hakpada on the 4 day interval between the two Hazois, but the Manda Amar Tefila B'Zman HaMitzvah, since he uses V'chitya Bayim HaShvi for the drash of Tefila B'zman HaMitzvah, he can't use V'chitya Bayim HaShvi to teach him that you need two Hazois for Tshuma. From where does he know that you need two Hazois for Tshuma? From the first pasuk in the Gemara, from V'hiza Atar Latame. So then let's ask, so from where then would he know the first drasha in the Gemara? That there's a hakpada on a 4 day interval between the two Hazois? Zak Tashar HaMelech. He's not going to have that halacha. The Manda Amar Tefila B'zman HaMitzvah isn't going to have a drasha that you have to have dafka 4 days and no more between the first hazah and the second hazah. Our Gemara learns that from the pasuk of V'hiza Atar Latame. Our Gemara has that pasuk available because it's able to use V'chitya Bayim HaShvi for the halach of two hazahs, even for Tshuma. But according to the Manda Tefila B'zman HaMitzvah, so the pasuk of V'chitya Bayim HaShvi is not available for teaching me two hazahs for Tshuma because it's needed for the halach of Tefila B'zman HaMitzvah. So we use V'hiza Atar Latame to teach us that you need two Hazois for Tshuma. So then from where do we know that Yom HaShlishi and Yom HaShvi are Dafka? Teretz says we don't. Says Zak Tashar HaMelech. The Rambam L'shitasai, who holds Tefila B'Paskin Tefila B'Zman HaMitzvah, he looked at this Gemara that makes both Pesukim available. He said, oh, this Gemara is going like the Manda Amar Tefila B'Zman Alav Mitzvah. If you hold Tefila B'Zman Alav Mitzvah, then both of these Pesukim are available and we can make both of these drushes. But I paskin like the Tana in Yuma that Tefila B'Zman HaMitzvah, which means that V'chitya Bayim HaShvi is really not available for a drasha in this Gemara. The only pasuk that's available is V'hiza Atar Latame, so we can make one of the two drashas in this Gemara. That's the drasha that you need two Hazois and they're ma'akiv even for Tshuma. But the other drasha in this Gemara, that the Yom HaShlishi and Yom HaShvi are both dafka and you can't wait more than 4 days between the two Hazois, the Rambam doesn't have a pasuk for that drasha. And so therefore the Rambam said, this Gemara is going like the other Manda Amar, is Shaloi Kehilchasa. This Gemara is going like the Manda Amar Tefila B'Zman Alav Mitzvah, which according to the Rambam is Shaloi Kehilchasa. And Lahalacha will follow rather the Drasha in the Teres Kayanim that says that there's no Hakpada on how many days you have between the third Hazah and the seventh Hazah. That's why the Rambam paskins that you could be Teva B'chol Eis Sheyirtzeh. The Ravid Tainid that the Gemara Kedushin ain't a cane, right? The Gemara Kedushin ain't a cane. But the Gemara Kedushin is going like the Manda Tefila B'Zman Alav Mitzvah, Zak the Shaar HaMelech. But the Rambam who holds Tefila B'Zman HaMitzvah, Lishitasai, there is no Gemara that tells us otherwise, and therefore he paskins that he could be Tevil B'Chol Eis Sheyirtzeh. Now we go on to the Mishnah. And the main topic in the Mishnah is the halacha of Dabar Shaloi Bal Oilam. The Mishnah has a whole bunch of cases where a person tries to make a Kedushin where one party or the other was not yet eligible. Hareyat mekudeshes lila achar she'esgayer. He's not Jewish yet, but he says, I'm going to become Jewish, and I'm making a ma'aseh kedusha now that should be chal after I become Jewish. Oila achar she'esgayri. She wasn't Jewish yet, but she's going to become Jewish, and he gives her the kesef now and says that the kedusha should be chal after she becomes Jewish. Same thing if one of them is an eved, a shifcha, and they're going to become nishtacher afterwards, or she's an ashes ish, or an achais ishtai, and he wants to be mekadesh her now for after her husband dies or after her sister dies, so the iser ever goes away.
or she's Yivam Lashuk now, and he wants to be Mekadesh her for after she gets the Chalitza. So there's all of these cases, seven scenarios, in which either the Chassan or the Kala, for one reason or the other, is not eligible for Kedushin. So right now, these Kedushin are considered a Dabar Shalei Bala Olam. It's not something that's available to make a Chalais upon. And the person does the Maisa now and says that the Chalais should be Chal after it becomes eligible. And the Mishnah says, Eina Mekudashes. In all of these seven cases, Eskayer, Tiskayer, Eshtacher, Tishtacheri, Shiyamas Balech, Thomas Achoisech, Yachletzlech, Yivmech, in all of these cases, Eina Mekudashes, because the Mishnah is teaching us that a Dabar Shalei Bala Olam is not something that's able to make a kinyan on. Ein adam makne davar shalai bala ilam. Now there's a well-known chakira that the Achrayim talk about, the Rabbi Chanan in particular. He collects a few marmakaymis from Rishayim, Rayas from Gemaris, to discuss what's the underlying lamdas of the halacha that ein adam makne davar shalai bala ilam. And the two main studim are as follows. Is it a din in the Chafetza that this object is not something that a Kenyan is able to be chal upon, since the Kenyan is not here yet, it doesn't exist, or it's not eligible for the chalais, or it's not fully in his possession. There's something about the Chefza that makes it not able to receive this chalais, so that's why it can't be kaina, in under Machin Dabash Level Ailam. Or is it because a person isn't able to have a sufficient das on a Dabash Shalai Bala Ailam? We know that the main purpose of every Maisa Kinyan is the Gemiras Das, that a person does a Maisa Kinyan to convey a seriousness so that this Chalais should be finalized, should become final, should become official, that you can't back out of it anymore. That's what's supposed to happen by a Kinyan, and therefore a Kinyan requires a great deal of seriousness. And Chazal felt that by a Dabar Shalai Bala Olam, a person doesn't have the same sense of finality about this Kinyan. It's a chesaron in his gemiras das, in the completion and the finality of the das, and therefore there isn't a good enough das to make the kinyan bichal. So is it that this cheftza in and of itself is not eligible for a kinyan to bichal upon it, or is it that the person is not able to have the sufficient degree of das to make the kinyan bichal? So going through the sugya, there are a number of things that are totally on this shaila, but just as sort of an introduction to the sugya, I'll tell you one very interesting ma'ar makam on this topic. There's a tshuva in the She'as HaTshuvas HaRivash, where he quotes B'Shem the Rosh, it's Simen Shin Chaf Ches, in the She'as HaTshuvas Rivash, and it's brought down over there that somebody wrote to the Rivash that he heard a vert, B'Shem the Rosh. And the vert was, how was Yaakov able to buy the Bechira from Esav? The Bechira, which includes the, let's say, the right to do the Avodah later on when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, or even if we suppose that it has to do with the Yerusha from Yitzchak, whatever it is exactly that the Bechira referred to over there, it's a Davar Shalei Bala Olam. And Ein Adam Makne Davar Shalei Bala Olam. So how could the Kinyan be Chal? And it says, again, in the letter that was written to the Rivash, this writer says that he heard B'Shem the Rosh, that the Rosh gave a teretz. That if you look in the psukim over there in Bereishis, after Yaakov and Esav agreed to this deal, that he would sell the Bechir from the Nezir Adashim, Yaakov says, Hishavali kayoim. And then the pasuk says, Vayishavali. Yaakov demanded a shvua, Esav gave him a shvua, Zuck the Rosh. You know what the purpose of that shvua was? The purpose of that shvua was so that the kinyan could be chal on a davar shalei bala olam. Azay, a person makes a kinyan on davar shalei bala olam, just a ma'aseh kinyan, it's not chal. Ein adam makne davar shalei bala olam. But with the shvua overcomes that chesaron of davar shalei bala olam, and then the kinyan can be chal. So somebody wrote a letter to the Rivash saying, I heard a vart on the parsha from the Rosh that Yaakov and Esav made a shvua so that they could overcome the chesaron of ein adam makne davar shalei bala olam. And the Rivash responded, I don't believe it. Show me a signature. I don't believe that it's really the Rosh's vart. It doesn't make any sense to me. What should be the difference if he does make a shvua or he doesn't make a shvua? Why should that affect it? If the halacha is, there's no way to get around that. The shvua is not going to help. The kasha, how could Yaakov be kind of a bechir from Esav?
It's like Rivash, it's before Man Taira, who says that the halachas, the same halachas that we have nowadays, would be in effect then. You can't ask an akasha from Kaida Matan Taira. So we seem to have a machlaikis here. The Rivash clearly holds it doesn't make any sense that a shvua should help for the problem of Inan the Makan Davash Lagul Ha'alam. But someone said over B'Shem the Rush that the Rush said this vart. Now, it might sound like it's just an anonymous saying over, but we nowadays have a Pirish from the Tur, the son of the Rush, not just the Pirish of the Balaturim that's printed in the Makaris Gedolos Chumashim that's full of Gematria and other Ramazim like that, but the Rush, the Tur rather, actually wrote a much longer Pirish Al HaTeira, which is published as, it's called the Tur HaAruch Al HaTeira, which is a Pasuk by Pasuk commentary. It's based primarily on the Pirush Ramban. He brings down many, many Rambans, but he brings down other explanations of the Pesukim also. And if you take a look in the Tur HaAruch Al HaTeira, you'll see that he brings down B'Shem, his father, the Rush, this exact Vart. This Vart that the Rivash said, I can't believe that the Rush would say such a Vart, but the Tur quotes his father that he really does say that Vart. So now the Shaila is by Michael Miflegi. How come the Rush thought that it was Mestaber that when Esav made a shvua, that overcame the problem of Inan Demak and Davash Lagul Ha'ilam, and the Rivash said, how could such a thing be? So, Achreinim Taina, that it's Bahak Miflegi, it's about this Chakira. There's a Rush in Bava Basra. The Rush in Bava Basra, Nav Kuf Mem Beis, speaks out. The Lashon, he uses the Lashon of Gemiras Das when he's talking about the Halacha of Davash Lagul Ha'ilam. Eidah Namak and Davash Lagul Ha'ilam, Zuck the Rush brought down in the Shid Mekubetzis and Bava Basra, Nav Kuf Mem Beis, because a person doesn't have sufficient Das on Davash Lagul Ha'ilam. Now, if the Chasarin in Adamak and Davash Lagul Ha'ilam is that a person doesn't have enough Das, then it's ganz mistaber that when you make a shvua, which adds to the seriousness, it adds to the gravity of the das that the person has, then that could overcome the problem of Eino Demach and Davash Lagul Ha'ilam. Ordinarily, a stama maisa kinyan, that's not enough gemiras das. But a maisa kinyan with a shvua, certainly a shvua adds to the expression of das. So if the problem was that there wasn't a strong enough expression of das in the maisa kinyan kishalatzmai, then it's ganz mistaber that the maisa kinyan plus a shvua, which conveys much more gemiras das, maybe that does overcome the problem. It's not muchach that it has to, but it's certainly a mistaber dikavart that we could hear why one would say that a shvua overcomes that problem. But the Rivash said, no, it can't be. I don't believe the Rush ever said it. It doesn't make any sense. In the Makadav Shlomo Le'ilam, what does Shvua have to do with it? Pshat is because the Rivash learned that in the Makadav Shlomo Le'ilam is a din in the Cheftza. If a Zach is not Ba'ilam, a Kinyan can't be Chal on it. So if a Kinyan can't be Chal on the Bechira, what does it help if you make a Shvua? What difference does it make what you do about that Bechira? You could stand on your head and march around in a circle and say that you want the Bechira to become Yaakov's Bechira, but if the Bechira is not a Zach that a Kinyan can be Chal on, then nothing's going to make a Kinyan be Chal on that Bechira. So the Rivash learned that it was a din in the Cheftza, a Davash Leibel Ha'ilam is not something that a Kinyan could be Nitfas upon, so he said the Vart doesn't make any sense. The Rush was learning that Davash Leibel Ha'ilam is a Chesaron in the Gemiras Das, so he thought that to add a Shvua, it does make sense to say that that should make the Kinyan Michal, and therefore he explained the Pshan and the Pasuk that way, he Shava Li Kayim, he Shava Loi, and with that, Yaakov was able to be Chayin in the Bechayra, even though it's a Davash Leibel Ha'ilam. We go on now to the Gemara following the Mishnah. The Gemara begins a discussion about the sugya of Inan Demach and Davash Lobel Ha'ilam. And Rabbi Yechanan says a chiddush that even though something is Lobel Ha'ilam, but there's a way to get around the problem, if it's biyadai, to make it yes be Ba'ilam, then that makes it considered like it's already Ba'ilam. Kol she biyadai lav kemuchusar ma'isadami. If something is right now considered Ime Ba'ilam, but the change that's necessary to make it yes Ba'ilam is something that I have the power to do, it's Biyadai, so then it's considered already to be Ba'ilam. And the example on which Rabbi Yechanan said it is Lagabe Afreshes Truma. There's a halacha that Truma has to be taken on Tvua that's already been detached from the ground. Both the Truma, the stuff that I'm turning into Truma, and the rest of the crap that I'm pattering with this Afreshes Truma, both of those have to be already detached from the ground. If one of them was still attached to the ground, you can't make truma under those circumstances. But Dr. Yechanan, let's say you want to be mafresh tefua that's still attached to the ground, but you say, I know I can't make it into truma right now, but I'm going to declare a truma, and I'm going to say that I want this hafrasha to be chal l'kisha yitlashu, when it becomes detached. Rav Yechanan paskin that that works. I can make a maisa hafrasha's truma now that should be chal later after it becomes detached, after it becomes eligible for truma. Even though l'chayra, that's just like the cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you can't be Mekadish and Isha now if she isn't eligible for Kedushin, even if you say, I don't want it to be Chal until later, but that's Devar Shloi Bala'ilam right now, the Isha is not eligible for Kedushin. So Rabbi Yechanan said, no, over here it's better. Because over here it's B'yadai. Even though right now this Tfu is not eligible for Truma, but all it takes to make it eligible for Truma is to take a knife and chop it down from the ground, to cut it off from the ground, and then it'll be Tolosh. Since it's B'yadai to make it Tolosh, so the fact that it isn't Tolosh is not an obstacle that prevents him from a Hafreshes Truma. Avad, he can't make a Truma now. He can't say that it should be Truma now, but he could do a Maisa Hafreshes Truma that should be Chal when it gets detached, Likisha Yitlashu, and it's not a problem of Darush Loi Bala'ilam because it's B'yadai to make it Tolosh. But then the Gemara goes on to ask Kashas on Rav Yechanan from some of the cases in the Mishnah. Because some of the cases in the Mishnah seem to also be things that are B'yadai, and yet the Mishnah says that it's considered Devar Shloi Bala'ilam, and you can make the Kedushin Bichal. So the Gemara first asks from the cases of Geirus, the Gemara gives the Teretz, there's some interesting discussions over there, which we'll see if we have time for at the end of the Shir. But then the second Kasha that the Gemara goes on to ask is from the case of the Shifcha. We learned in the Mishnah that a person can't be Mekadesh a Shifcha for after she becomes Meshachrar, after she becomes liberated, because right now she's not eligible for Kedushin, so Devar Shloi Bala'ilam. Now what about if that Shifcha was his Shifcha? That's not exactly the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that he walked over to a Shifcha and he says, I want to be Mekadesh you la'achar shetishtachriri. Now that case the Gemara doesn't have a kasha from, because if the Shifcha belongs to somebody else, so then it's not B'yadoi of this Baal, of this Chassan, to get her emancipated. But for Ekti Gemara, what about if it'll be his own Shifcha? Let's say a person wants to be Mekadesh an Isha who right now is his own Shifcha. And he says, I know I can't be Mekadesh you, that you should become Mekadesh just now, because Kedushin are not Toifes on a Shifcha, but I'm going to be Meshachar you. And I'm going to be Mekadesh you now that the Kedushin should be Chal after I'm Meshachar you. The Gemara says, L'chayra, according to Rabbi Yechanan's Yisayid, over here, that should be Chal. Because it's B'yadai to be Meshachar her. And Kol Shah B'yadai, Rabbi Yechanan said, Lav ka Mechusar Ma'isa Dami. So let this be just like the case of Truma, that even though right now the stuff is Mechuba L'karka, and you can't declare it to be Truma, but if you say that it should be Chal after you cut it down, that works because it's B'yadai, so it's not considered any label Ilam. So why doesn't the same thing work? Or could we suggest that the same thing would work if a person wants to be Mekadesh his own Shifcha? And the Gemara says no. The Gemara says, 6 lines from the top of Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, is it similar? Hasam over there, Me'ikara Behema, at the beginning, meaning at the time of the Maisa, she's considered a Behema. Hashta, and now, meaning at the time that we want the Chalais to be Chal, Das Acheres, there's another person here. There's an Isha that's Ru'i L'Kedushin. So the Gemara uses this very strong expression that she's like a behema, which seems to be a reference. The Rashba says it's a reference to the Drasha from the Pasuk in Vayera, where it says, Shvu lechem poi im hachamar. Avraham Avinu said to Eliezer, Avraham Avinu said about Eliezer, im hachamar, the Gemara later in the Masechta, darshins from there, hadoim lechamar, that avadim are compared to a chamar. So the Gemara means to be saying that she's very, very much removed from the parasha of Kedushin, and therefore it doesn't help over here that it's B'yadai to be Meshachar Har. So the Shaila is, what's the pshat in that? What's the lumdis that because she's very removed, it seems like there's a difference between a big Maisa and a small Maisa, that if it's a small little thing that I have to take care of and it's B'yadai to do it, then it's B'yadai, and that overcomes the problem of Davar Shloi Bala'ilam. But if the thing that has to be done is a big deal, then it seems from the Gemara that that's not called B'yadai le'inyan, that it should take care of the problem of Davar Shloi Bala'ilam. What's the pshat on this? There's a lashon in Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar, which again is the pirush on the side of the daf that's printed under the name Tesis Riyah Zakein, where he says, Lo Shayakacha Mechusar Maisa, you can't apply over here the rule that Rabbi Yechon said on Amar Aleph, that Kol Shabiyadeh Lavka Mechusar Maisa Dami, Shekishin Eshtachara, because when she gets set free, he buries Acheres. She's like a new person. She'ein la shum dimyoin achshav. She has no connection now with what she was before. So Achreinim, a number of Achreinim, Rav Chanan Wasserman says this word in the Kavitz Ha'aretz on Yevamasim Lamed Hey, Rav Shimon Shkop also says the same word in Shara Yosha Shara Vav. They all explain Be'erech the same way, that, and they say that this shtickle here on Amud Beis really sheds light on the beginning of the sugya. What's Pshat what Rabbi Yechanan said on Amud Aleph? Kol Shabiyad Lavka Mechutzir Ma'aseh Dami, and the Achreinim say, because there's really two kinds of Davar Shloi Bala Olam. There's a Davar Shloi Bala Olam that's literally Loi Bala Olam, something which is not yet in the world. That's one kind of Loi Bala Olam. A person wants to make a kinyan on fruits that didn't grow yet, on an uber that didn't grow yet, that wasn't born yet. Those are examples of a Loi Bala Olam that's literally not in the world. And then there's things that are in the world, but there's something that makes it impossible for this chalais to be chal. Like some of the cases of the Mishnah, like the ish that's an achais ishtai, or the eishas ish. It can't be mekadesh her because she's an eishas ish. The ish that he wants to be mekadesh is here. She's right there. We see her. She's in the world. But the Mishnah calls her a loy bala olam in the sense that her kedushin are loy bala olam. She's not eligible for a chalais kedushin right now. So legabi kedushin, she's considered loy bala olam. But Zekter Pshimin or Rochanan, that's a different kind of loy bala olam. That's not like peiros that are going to grow next year that are literally not in the world. That's something which is here, but it's not shaykh to make the kedushin because there's some halacha, there's something's being ma'akev. One of the conditions that's necessary for this chalais to be chal is not yet present. Zekter Achreinim, what the Gemara over here is being mevarer, is that when Rabbi Yechanan said kol shabiyadeh lavka mechutzir ma'aseh dami, he means that if you have the kind of davar shloi bala olam that really is ba'olam, just you can't make the chalais because there's an obstacle. Something prevents you from being able to make this chalais. So for that it helps that it's biyadai. If it's biyadai, to remove that obstacle, so then we could ignore it, we could ignore the obstacle, and then we could consider it to be a davar shloi bala olam. But that's only if b'metzias it's ba'olam. But if you're dealing with a zak which is mamish ain't a ba'olam, so then it isn't going to help biyadai that I can make it, the fact that I can make it be ba'olam, that doesn't make it be considered ba'olam. It's still going to remain the same chasar, and it's a davar shloi bala olam. When it's the first type of davar shloi bala olam, the literal davar shloi bala olam, biyadai doesn't help for that. When it's just the other kind of davar shloi bala olam, that really it's ba'olam, but there's something being ma'akev that I can't make the chalais yet, so we call it a dervish loy bala olam, that type of dervish loy bala olam could be compensated for, could be overcome with the maila that it's biyad, the kol shabiyad lavka mechusar ma'aseh dami. So therefore, the mashal gabei truma, Rabbi Yechanan said his halacha on the case of a hafrashas truma on something that was still mechubin l'karka. If somebody's has tefua that's still mechubin l'karka, so the halacha is, you know, can't be ma'afresh truma, that's mechubin l'karka. So that's something which is here, but something's being ma'akev. We call it loy bala olam because it didn't yet reach the state in which I can be ma'afresh truma because it's still mechubin l'karka. But suppose you'd want to be ma'afresh truma on something that didn't grow yet altogether. Let's say I say that this tefuah that's growing over here should be truma to cover to patter up the crop that will grow next month. It's still in the ground. It's still just seeds in the ground. But next month it'll start to grow. And when it grows, it should already be chulin. Because the hafreshes truma that I'm doing now should patter that tefuah that's going to grow next year. That kind of davar shloi bala olam, it wouldn't even help if it was biyadai. Nothing could help to make such a chalais bichal because that's a literal davar shloi bala olam. So the Achreinim say, this chiluk between the literally ene ba'olam versus something which is ba'olam, just there's a reason why you can't make the chalais bichal, this chiluk is what's being spoken at by the Gemara Namibes when it says that it doesn't work for a shefcha. Why? Because since the Torah says that a shufcha is like a chamar, and a bas chayrin who's really a bas Yisrael, look, the Rabbi of Rabbi Nahara ain't la shum dimyan. There's no comparison in Masha Haizat Chila with what she was before. So it's looked at like it's a new person. If it's a new person, Biyad doesn't help for that. This person wasn't in the world before. When Rabbi Yochanan said that Biyad helps you overcome a problem of Davar Shelo Yoylam, he means if the person was here, just you couldn't be Mekadeshar. If the person was here, just you couldn't be Mekadeshar, for that it would help Biyade. So you'd be able to be Mekadeshar. The Gemara says about Shifcha that the Shifcha, who's not yet Meshichweres, the Isha that you want to be Mekadesh is Mamish not in the world. The Isha that you want to be Mekadesh is a Bascheirin. That Bascheirin will be born tomorrow. When you're Meshachar her, then she'll be in the world. But the Isha that's here occupying that same body today is completely a different person, even though it's the same body, but in halacha it's considered a different person in lashim dimyan and masha haisatchila. And therefore, for that, it doesn't help kol shabiyad alav kamachusir maisadami, so the kedushin are not going to be chal. Now let's go on to the next discussion. Like I mentioned, I went a little bit out of order because I did the Gemara's kasha from Shifcha before the Gemara's kasha from Giyayres. That discussion about what the Gemara has to say about the Shifcha is more yesodistic to understanding the Pshat and the words of Rabbi Yochanan. Let's go back now to the previous step. The Gemara's first kasha on Rabbi Yochanan was from the case of Geirus. The Mishnah had said that you can't make a Kedushin on a non-Jew and say that the Kedushin should be Chal after your Megayer because it's Davar Shelo Yoylam. Frak the Gemara, but it's Biyadai. La'achar she'es gayer, it's biyada of the Baal. La'achar she'tis gayri, it's biyada of the Isha. Anybody, if they want to be Megayer, they can go and be Megayer. So why was that called the Davar Shelo Yoylam? Now there's an interesting machlokes, a discussion here between the Ritva and the Rashba. The Ritva says that Be'emes, the Gemara could have given the same teretz over here that it gave in the next Shach Levitaria about the Shifcha. The Gemara says in the next Gemara that that's not called Biyadai, or the way we said the Achreinim or Mazbir, the Gemara said it doesn't help Biyadai on the Shifcha, because even though it's Biyadai to make her into a Bascheirin, but a Bascheirin is a whole new person, and that person's Bechlal not in the world, it doesn't help Biyadai for that. Like the Ritva, you could say the same raid about a Giyavis. Lamaisa, she also, right now, she's not a Bas Yisrael. And after she's Mizgayer, she's a Bas Yisrael. You could say the same, Ein La Shum Dimyan, a whole new person. This person wasn't in the world yet. Chazal would use a Lashon of Gershon, it's Gar, Shanoel Adami, it's Mamish Lashon of not in the world. So Zakh the Ritva, they really could be given the same teretz in the first Gemara about Geirus. But the Gemara has another teretz. The Gemara says, Ger Tzarech Shleisha. It's the Gemara says that here it's really, even in a literal sense, it's not biyadai. You're asking, it's biyadai because you could just go be Megayer. It's not true. You can't just go be Megayer. You need help from other people. Ger Tzarech Shleisha needs a basin of three people. So that's not called biyadai. So the Gemara gives that teretz. It's a nice teretz. But if the Gemara had wanted, the Gemara could have given the same teretz as it gives Lagavi Shifcha, that is considered a whole new person. The Rashba says no. The Rashba says that even though Avad the Gershon is Gaya Kakat and Shanoel Adami, but there's a difference between the change that happens in a person by Geirus and the change that happens in a person by Shechar. It's true that by Geirus, it's Kakat and Shanoel Adami, he's a new person in the sense that now he's Jewish and before he wasn't, but we wouldn't say Meikur Behema, Bahasha Das Acheres. That expression, Meikur Behema, like I said before, it's based on the lashon of the drasha from the pasuk by the Kedas Yitzchak Shvul Chempoyim Achamar, and we darshin that Eliezer is called Achamar because it's Doim Achamar, and that teaches us that Avadim have the din of Chamar. Le'inyin Yichus, they're the same as a behema. That halacha you don't have by a goy. A goy has Yichus, his children are Mesiachis Acharav, his parents he's Mesiachis after his parents. Legabe Yerusha, legabe Kibbutz. Legabe, which Uma a guy is Mesiachis to Mitzri Adoimi, Goyim have halachas of Yichas. Avadim don't have halachas of Yichas. So Avadim are compared to a behema. So Zok the Rashba, this idea, now the Rashba of course doesn't say it with the jargon of the Achreinim, but I'm going to say over that Gemara the way Rav Shimon and Rav Chanan explained it, and putting it into the words of the Rashba, Zok the Rashba, that raid that we said, that you can't use the lumnus of Kol Shaviyadei Lavka Mechusar Maisa when the thing was mamish not in the world. And we said that a shivcha that's neshtacha was mamish not in the world, that's only true by a shivcha. Because before her shichur, she's not even considered a person in halacha. After the shichur, there's a person here. So that's something new. Ein la shum dimyan with what was there before. So we could say that she was mamish not in the world. But by geirus, she was a person before. She wasn't a Jewish person. Yidden and goyim have different halachas. Kedushin aren't chal on a goy. But that's not called eini ba'ilam. That's more like truma. That's before it's talush, truma can't be chal. And after it's talush, truma could be chal. Over here also, before the Geirus, Kedushin can't be chal. After the Geirus, Kedushin could be chal. So the Rashba says, Geirus is the kind of a transition for which it should really help the Yadai. Memel affect the Gemara. Why doesn't it help the Yadai? And the Gemara has to give the Teretz that since Geirus is Tzarech Shleisha, so it's not really the Yadai. It's not in his power to just go be Megayir. He needs help from other people. That's not called the Yadai. But the Rashba learns that the Gemara needs that Teretz. It couldn't say Hasa make her a behemoth, because that's not true for a geirus. But the Ritva says no. The teretz of the Gemara by Shifcha, that make her a behemoth and it's a whole new person, doesn't rely on that special idea that is considered like a chamar. The mere fact that Meikara, she wasn't Jewish and now she is, and that we consider that katan shanayla dami, that's also enough to make it be considered like a whole new person, and therefore the Ritva says that we really could have given the same teretz that we gave for Shifcha, also by the Geiris. I said, why did the Gemara give the Teretz of Geir Tzarech Shleisha? It's like the Ritva, because it happens to be true. The Gemara has another Teretz by Geiris, so the Gemara gives that Teretz. But La'ilam, the Ritva holds, we could have given the same Teretz that we gave by Shifcha, also by the Geiris. Let's go on now to the next step in the Shakla Vitaria. The Gemara brings another case from which to ask on Rabbi Yechanan's Yisoid. The Gemara says, let's imagine a person that does a Maisa Kedushin to his own wife. Now, obviously, while she's married to him, she's not roy to become a Kedushin to him. The Kedushin can't be Chal because she's already a Kedushin. What would he need to do in order for the Kedushin to be Chal? He would need to first be Megarish her, and then he'd be able to be Mekadesh her again. So right now, before he's Megarish her, if he's Mekadesh her, that's considered a davar shalei b'la'ilam. He's trying to mekadesh an isha who right now is not ra'i for a kedushin to be chal on her. So that fits the definition we've been using of a davar shalei b'la'ilam, a person for whom there's something being ma'akev that the kedushin can't be chal. But fakti gemara, but what's being ma'akev over here is something which is biyadai. Only reason he can't be mekadesh right now is because she's not Megureshes yet. He'd need to be Megarishar before he could be Mekadishar. But if he wanted to be Megarishar, he could do that very easily. A husband could give his wife a get, and it'll be Chal, even Bal Karcha. So being Megarishar is Biyadai. So for Ekti Gemara, according to Rabbi Yechanan's Yesoi, the Kol Shal Biyadai Lav K'muchusar Maisadami, why don't we say over here also that he can be Mekadish his wife even while she's already Mekadishas to him? And say harei mekudeshesli la'achar sha'agar sheikh, that these kedushin should be chal after I'm megarish you. And since it's biyadei to be megarish her, let the kedushin be chal. Let the maisa work right now that she should become mekudeshes after he's megarish her. And the Gemara responds with five words. The Gemara says, nihi de biyadei legarisha, biyadei lekadsha. Although it is biyadei, it's within his power to be megarish her. But is it within his power to be Mekadesh her? Meaning he wants to do two things over here. He wants to be Mekadesh her first, and then be Mekadesh her. Now, Geirishin he could do without her das, without her ratzain, without her consent. But Kedushin needs her consent. And so the Gemara is saying, it's not entirely Biyadai. The second part about being Mekadesh her afterwards, that's not Biyadai. As Rashi says, Shema lo tisiratza b'kedusha, maybe she won't agree to the Kedushin. So the Gemara says you can't ask on Rabbi Yechanan from this case because this is not a real biyadai. Only step one is biyadai. Step two is not biyadai. Frek, the Rashba Akasha, the Rashba and all the other Rishenim are bothered over here by Akasha. Why does the Gemara call this not biyadai? True, it's not biyadai to be Mekadesh and Isha against her will. You need the Isha's consent in order to be Mekadesh and Isha. But over here you have the Isha's consent. when he gives the ring to the Isha and he says, Hareya mekudeshesli v'achar she'agar sheikh, she consents and she agrees and she takes that ring with das that the Kedushin should be chal for her after he's megarish her. So why is that a problem that he can't be mekadesh her against her will? He needs her das to be mekadesh her, but he has her das. So he has everything that he needs. The Gerushin he could do bal karcha against her will, and the Kedushin, true, he needs her ratzain, but he has her ratzain. So he has everything that he needs. Why isn't this called biyadai? The Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, all of these Rishonim, Rabbein Avraham and Ahara as well, they're all bothered by this kasha on the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean that this is not called biyadai? Because although it's biyadai legarsha, it's not biyadai lekadsha. What do you mean it's not biyadai lekadsha? It's only not biyadai lekadsha against her will. But over here, you're not trying to do it against her will. You're trying to do it with her ratzain, and you have her ratzain. So why is it not considered biyadai? The Rashba responds, the Rashba says that even though it's true that if you want to be Megarish her and Mekadish her, you'll have no problem because she said that she agrees, she consents, and with her consent, there's no problem being Mekadish her. But still, that's not good enough to be called biyadai. Biyadai, by definition, means that I could do it even against someone else's will. Anything that I could do only if someone else helps out, anything that I could do even if someone, only if someone else cooperates, consents, participates, that by definition means that it's not biyadai. So even though, yes, she is consenting, she is giving her das and her ratzain for these kedushin, but hagufa, the fact that I need her ratzain for these kedushin, that makes it not called biyadai. When something is within my power to do without anyone else's consent, lamashal, being toilesh the tshuma from the ground, the case of the Gemara Amud Aleph. He's the farmer, it's his tfua, it's growing from the ground, he has a knife, and he could very well cut it off of the ground. So to that, Rabbi Yechanan said, kol shel biyadai lav kemuchusar ma'asadami, even though right now it's attached to the ground, but if he wants, he could detach it from the ground, so he can now make a kinyan on it just as if it was already detached from the ground. But over here, when we're talking about being a Mekadesh and Isha, that's not biyadai. If he wants to be Mekadesh and Isha, he has to get her consent. Now, it's true that in this case, he has her consent, so there isn't anything that's going to stop him from doing it. But the only reason why there isn't anything that's going to stop him is because she's cooperating. If she would choose not to cooperate, he wouldn't be able to do it. That means that it's not called biyadai. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that you can't make a kedushin under such circumstances. Like the Avnei Melum points out, this concern that if she won't be maskim, I can't make the kedushin, is not a problem when you're mekadesh and isha la'achar shleishim yoyim. And we don't say that, oh, a person can't be mekadesh and isha la'achar shleishim yoyim because maybe after 30 days she won't be maskim and it's not biyadai. We don't have a problem with that. We know from the Gemara at the beginning of this parak that a person could be mekadesh and isha la'achar shleishim yoyim. Because as long as you have her consent, if she says that she's maskim, so you don't need more than that. Because over there, we're not trying to make it be called biyadai. Over there, we weren't trying to overcome a problem of davar shalai bala ilam. Over there, we just need a kedushin with her das. So if she says that I'm maskim, then that's called kedushin with her das. What the Rashba is telling us is that over here, it's not good enough that I have her das for the kedushin. I need it to be, in order, since over here it's Devar Shalai Bala Olam, I need to achieve that special madrega called Biyadai in order to overcome the problem of Devar Shalai Bala Olam. And in order for me to achieve that special madrega called Biyadai, it's not enough that I have her das. Biyadai requires that I don't need her das. If I need it, but I have it, that's fine if all I'm trying to do is make a Kedushin. But if what I'm trying to do is make a Kedushin on the Devar Shalai Bala Olam, and for that, I needed to be considered biyadai. For that, it isn't good enough that I need her das and I have her das. For that, we need that a person doesn't even need anyone else's help. So to that, the Gemara says that that's true for the Gerushin. It's biyadai legarisha. For that, he doesn't need anyone else's help. But for the Kedushin, he needs her help. He can't be Mekadesh her unless she's maskim to the Kedushin. And therefore, the Kedushin can't be considered biyadai. That's how the Rashba explains the words of the Gemara, Nihidi biyadai legarisha, biyadai lekadsha. Now, as I mentioned, the Rashba is not the only one that asks the kasha. All of the Rishonim ask this kasha, and there are a variety of answers that are given to the kasha. But the Avnei Miluim comes along, The Avni Milum is in Simin Mem Gimel, Ois Aleph, and it's a long shtickle, but this part could be found in the paragraph beginning with the words Amnam Laniyaz Dati. And the Avni Milum says, I don't understand why any of the Rishonim were bothered by this Kasha. I shouldn't need the Rashba's Teres, I shouldn't need the other Terutzim, which we didn't learn, but the Ritva, the Ran, give other Terutzim. So like the Avni Milum, I shouldn't need any Terutzim, L'chari, the Pshan and the Gemara should be simple. When the Gemara says that this is not considered biyadei, why? Because nihidi biyadei legarish biyadei lekadsha. What should lechayir be the pasha pshat in the Gemara? Now this is going to be a two-step avni meluim. First, the avni meluim is going to say, "Oh, I have a gavaldik pshat in the Gemara." But then he's going to say, "Wait, if this is such a gavaldik pshat in the Gemara, so how come all of the Rishonim didn't learn this pshat in the Gemara?" And with that, he's going to uncover a deeper yisaid that you see from the Rishonim in our sugya why they didn't want to learn his very pasha pshat in the Gemara. But step one first. Zok the Avni Milum, what would I have said is the simple pshat in why it's not considered biyadei over here? Again, the case is that a person wants to make a kedushin on his own wife, even though she's mekudeshes, he can't make kedushin bichal now, but he could divorce her, and he could make the kedushin now that they should bichal after he's megarish her. And the Gemara had a kasha, even though right now she's not roi for this chalais, and you might call it a Devar Shalai Bala Ilam. No, we should say it's not considered a Devar Shalai Bala Ilam. We should say that it works because it's Biyadai. He could just be Megarishar. And then the Kedushin could be Chal. So since it's Biyadai, we should follow Rabbi Yechanan's rule, Kol Shabiyadai Lavka Mechusim Aisadami. So why doesn't it work? And the Gemara responded with those five words, Nehid de Biyadai Lagarish, Biyadai Lakacha. Zokta Amni Mulum, I would have said the Pshat is as follows. When you're making a Kedushin, there are two people here that are trying to make a Kenyan. That's the Baal and the Isha. The Baal is the Kaineh, and the Isha is the Makneh. If we know from the beginning of the Masechta, Ha'isha Niknes, that the Baal is acquiring the Isha, that means he's acquiring the Isha's Kedushin, and the Isha is being Makneh to him, her Kedushin. So there are two people that need to make a Kenyan here. Of course, it's all the same Kenyan, but there are two parties, two people that are involved in this Kenyan. If the kinyan that they're making is a Devar Shalei Bala Ilam, that means we have two problems here. How could the Baal be koine the Isha's Kedushin either a Devar Shalei Bala Ilam? And we also have a problem, how could the Isha be makne her Kedushin either a Devar Shalei Bala Ilam? The kasha of Devar Shalei Bala Ilam cuts both ways. It's a kasha on how could the Ish be koine it, and it's a kasha on how could the Isha be makne it. Now when the Gemara suggests that according to Rabbi Yechanan's rule, we should be able to overcome this problem, it's not a Devar Shalei Bala Ilam. Why? Because it's biyadai. One second. It's biyadai for whom? We're saying that even though right now she's an Eishes Ish, but it's biyadai to get around that problem because he could just be Megarishar. Who could just be Megarishar? The man could just be Megarish the Isha. Yeah. So for the man, it's biyadai to overcome the problem of Devar Shalei Bala Ilam. But the Isha can't be Megarish herself. Gerushin is only biyadei for the man, not for the woman. So, if a Zayvite that we're bothered, how could the Ish be kind of these Kedushin that are right now unavailable? Ayat Adavar Shalai Bala Ilam. And Echanamu, we'd have a very good teretz that he could just be Megarish her. That's biyadei because he could do a Bal Karcha. So that makes it considered like a Adavar Shalai Bala Ilam. But mitzad the Isha, the Isha's role in the Kedushin, that she has to be makna her Kedushin, and we're bothered on that also that it's a Devar Shalei Bala Ilam. To that, we don't have a teretz that it's biyada. It's not biyada to make herself megureshes. She can't be megarish herself, bal karcha of the Baal. She can't be megarish herself at all under any circumstances. So that's not biyada. So it's only biyada for the Isha, not for the Isha. That's why it doesn't work. He says, how do you touch that into the words, nihidi biyada legarsha, biyada lekadsha? The Gemara means to say that although it's biyadai of the Baal to be Megarishar, Baal Karcha, but he can't be Mekadishar, Baal Karcha. In order to be Mekadishar, he needs her to be Makna herself. Meaning that's the way of the Gemara saying that he can't do the whole Kenyan by himself, he needs her help too. Biyadai Lakadisha. Is it biyadai to be Mekadishar against her will? No, he needs her to be Makna herself. And therefore, there are two people here that need to overcome the problem of Devar Shalei Bala Ilam. And Mamela, the eight said that he can be Megarish Baal Karcha, that's not a good enough solution because that only takes care of his problem. It doesn't take care of her problem. And that's why the trick or the etza of saying biyadai isn't going to be sufficient over here. It's only going to take care of the problem that he can't be kind of davar shloi v'la'ilam, but it doesn't take care of the problem that she can't be makna davar shloi v'la'ilam. So l'chayra, it's a gavaldik pshan in the Gemara. So zakta avni miluim. So how come the Rishonim didn't want to learn this way? What I see from here, zakta avni miluim, is that all these Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, and our Sugya, they're all following a very yesedistic nekuda, which is found in the Ran in Nedarim. The Ran in Maseches Nedarim on the Afchav Tes. Shtel Zavek, a yesedistic nekuda in Kedushin. The Ran's lashon is as follows. Since it says in the Torah when it's describing a Kedushin, ki kach ish isha, and it doesn't say ki si lakach isha li'ish, so the whole Maisa Kedushin is described from the man's point of view, not from the woman's. So therefore, Zuck the Ran, she has no power to make herself married to the husband. Ella rather, by her giving her consent to the Kedushi Ha'ish, he mevatelas data uratzaina, she is mevatel her das, her ratzain, umashvi nafsha etzel habal kedarvish al hefker, she makes herself like a hefker thing vis-a-vis the Baal, v'habal machnisa l'rishusai, and the Baal brings her into his rishus. Hilkach ena nedanu b'kedush mitzad ha'isha ela mitzad ha'baal. Therefore, we never have to consider the isha's role in the kedushin, only the Baal's role. Ad kan lashon haran. The Ran in the Durham says that kedushin is not a transaction between two parties. It's not like when I sell you a field, I'm the machna, you are the kaina, and there are two parties to this kinyan. By Kedushin, there's only a Koina and there's no Makna. The Ish is Koina the Isha. The Isha is not Makna anything. The Ish can't do it against her will. It's like the Ran Anachanavi. You need her to remove her resistance. If she says no, that stops the Baal from being able to be Koina her. He can't be Koina her against her will. That's if she says no. But if she just drops her resistance, if she's not saying no, she's Mevatel her Das, then it becomes like a kinyan from Hefker. A kinyan from Hefker doesn't need anybody's, it doesn't need a second party. When I'm kinyaning something from Hefker, there's no makne. Zuck the Ran, when I'm a kaddish and isha also, there's no makne. Just, it's different than Hefker, because in the case of Hefker, there's no one that could say no. In the case of the isha, she could say no. But if she'll say no, then her kedushin won't be Hefker. Then her kedushin would be off limits. But once she doesn't say no, then her kedushin become like hefker, and the Baal is scooping it up like a dervish al hefker. So the Ran is megala yaseid. Then in kedushin there isn't a koina and a makna. There's only a koina. Zok the avni meluim. That's what I see from all the rishonim in our sugya. Because if we would look at a kedushin as a transaction between a koina and a makna, then the pshat on our gemara would have been pashut. When the gemara says that the biyade doesn't help for this, it means because it's only biyade for the man. It's not biyade for the isha. Biyadei what? To make a gerushin? That's only biyadei of the husband, not biyadei of the wife. So of course it's not there's no eitz of biyadei over here. So that's how I would have learned pshan in the Gemara. But the Rashba was bothered. What's pshan in the Gemara? And the Ritva and the Ran and all these Rishonim were bothered. What's pshan in the Gemara? Why didn't they want to learn this pshan in the Gemara? Zuck the Avni Miluim. Because they held like the Ran in the Durim. That really it's not a transaction between two parties. You don't need the Isha to be makna herself. So we never would have a kasha. How could the Isha be makna herself while she's an Eishes Ish? She's a Dervish Shalei Bala Olam. She's not being makna anything. The Dervish Shalei Bala Olam kasha was never a kasha mitzad the Isha. It was only a kasha mitzad the Ish. How could the Ish be kind to her while she's married? She's a Dervish Shalei Bala Olam. And to that, l'chare, there's a very simple solution. It's biyadei l'garsha. So therefore, the Rishonim were all bothered. Why does the Gemara say that? No, that's not a good solution. The middle of the Rashba had to give a different teretz. Like we said before, the Rashba says that even though he has her consent for the Kedushin, but since he needed her consent, that takes away from calling it biyadei. That's how the Rashba learned Pshan in the Gemara. But again, the Avni Miluim was made nekudas from the Rashba's kasha, from that which the Rashba was bothered by the pshat in the Gemara, and he didn't see as a devar pashut that there's no eitza of biyadei over here because it's only biyadei for one side, but it's not biyadei for both sides. What we see from here is that the Rashba held that there are no two sides in the kedushin. The ish is the only one that's making the kinyan. The isha, like the man said, is just mevatel hardas to become like a davar shel hefker.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or mesechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.